Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the program by phone. We're going to talk with Matt Berkey this morning. He's the Safe Routes to School manager for the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. And we want to talk a little bit about a fun event that's coming up here pretty soon that your school and local folks can get involved in. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm great. It's a sunny day over here in Coralville, Iowa. Nice 80 degrees, breezy weather.
Yeah, same here. We've had plenty of hot, breezy days here lately, and it seems like we always go straight from winter to summer this time of the year with a little bit of dip back into spring in between. But it just gets everybody excited to get outside again, especially when we get some of those warm days. And, you know, whether you're riding your bike or just getting out and enjoying the outdoors, it's that time of the year where folks just look forward to getting out and expanding our horizons again.
You're right. I did a long bike ride home from work yesterday, and I was pleased how many people I saw out enjoying the trails and the sidewalks, and I think every Iowan is excited to just get outside again and feel the sunshine.
Yeah, isn't it great how much advancement we've had over the last 10, 15 years here in the state with trail development?
It is, and it's one of the reasons I love living in Iowa. It's such a friendly place for outdoor activities, walking, biking, and it's a great way to get beginners or people who haven't ridden a bike in a long time safe and comfortable biking on the trails, and then graduate from that to getting on the roads and be able to expand their ability to bike ride further and further.
You bet. And if you're like me, the love of riding your bike started at a very young age. As soon as mom and dad pulled those training wheels off that first bike, that immediately opened up our world.
It certainly did. I was a latchkey kid back in the 90s, and once I was able to get home from school off the school bus, I was able to get on the bike, and I didn't have to worry about if my mom was available or if some other parent could come pick us up. I could just go see my friends anywhere in the neighborhood. I could explore the roads and the towns, and I still do that today, and I get a good sense of direction for the places I visit in Iowa when I'm there on a bicycle.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we've got an opportunity for the youngsters to get out and just kind of experience the ride to school here coming up on May 3rd. It's called Walk, Bike, or Roll. Can you talk a little bit about that event?
Yeah, so this is a national event. It started back in 2012. It takes place the first Wednesday of every May. And what we're trying to do is encourage kids and their families to, instead of take the bus or drive to school, to walk, to bike, or to roll. And it's a very inclusive event. So if you don't have a bicycle, we want you to walk. If you need help with mobility, we want you to just get there any way you can. And that's another great reason we have these really wide trails in Iowa, is they let anyone get around and explore the parks and nature.
So you could be riding your bike, you could be walking, you could be rollerblading, you could be skateboarding. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Just get to school however you can with active transportation. Get a little exercise, a little sunshine before school. We know exercise is good for you physically, but it's also really good mentally, and also gives you a nice focus and boost for work.
Yeah, well, and if
or school in this matter.
Exactly. And if possible, if they're available, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for maybe some of the parents to chaperone some of those walks or rides on the way.
No, this is a great opportunity for parents to get to know each other and really help build up that sense of community. That's why I love living in the Midwest, is visiting the small towns and just seeing the community pride people have in their small farm towns, small rail towns. And it's a good way to reconnect. And there's different ways to do that. So one of the schools I've been working with is in Lisbon, Iowa. And not everyone that goes to Lisbon school lives in the city. You have to drive on the highway a bit. And what schools like that are doing is they're meeting at a park or a church that's only a mile or less away, and then everyone meets at the same time, and they all walk to school together like a parade.
Oh, very good. So there's a way to do it no matter what your circumstances are, and a lot of the small communities, like a lot of the ones around here, are the same way. There's going to be some rural area involved in that school district, so there are ways to make it work. Well, let's talk a little bit about the benefits to doing something like this.
Sure. The benefits are, I don't know if in the cities around here, like in Iowa City, the school pickup drop-off line gets kind of crazy around that time, the amount of cars parked or lined up around the school. And that just adds to the traffic congestion and the air pollution around the local school. And if we just have people park different distances away, a half mile, 1 mile, however far you and your young students want to walk to school, can really ease up the traffic congestion and keep the school, the air quality around the school pretty safe. And like you said, it's a good way to build community, connect with neighbors, having a few parents help each time they walk to school, catch up with the neighbors, see how everyone's doing.
Absolutely.
And also, if you start with your younger students, or if you just do it once or twice, if you have an older student, middle school or older, you could walk with them the first one or two times, and then once you find a safe route that's comfortable for everyone, you can start letting them do it on their own and let them develop a sense of independence and then some exploration.
Well, I'm guessing we can all benefit from the exercise a little bit too, right?
Yeah, I think it's important to get the steps in, get away from the screens for a little bit, and just getting everyone says they don't have time to go to the gym and get some exercise, and a great way to build that into your schedule is just by commuting. If you need to get somewhere, and it's a 20-minute bike ride, you just did the amount of exercise you need for a day.
Well, there you have it. You've taken care of it, and the day is just getting started, too. You don't have to worry about how you're going to fit that in when you get home at the end of the day. Excellent. Well, and I realize it's Iowa. It's kind of hard to do this type of a thing all school year long in the middle of winter. But, you know, early in the school year, in the fall, it's beautiful time to get out and enjoy. And, of course, in the springtime, we're just chomping to get outside again. So it's an opportunity to be able to take advantage of the weather when we can and maybe finish out the school year. Maybe you'll find a way to make this work for you that the kids get excited about it, maybe want to do it every day.
That's right. There's a lot of schools that are just doing it for the first time, and they're just doing it on May 3rd to see how they're doing. There's a school in New Sharon, Iowa. They've done this before, and they're doing it every Wednesday in May. And this is a great way just to see for families if walking and biking to school is a great option for them. Just try it this one day, and if it is, I'm not saying you have to start biking and walking to school every day in all kinds of weather, but you could make it once a week.
Sure.
Every Wednesday, we walk and bike to school. Change it up a little, change the route, explore the sidewalks.
You bet. Very good. Well, and you mentioned, too, some of the congestion and things. Safety has got to be primary concern, I'm guessing, when you're planning out an event like this. What are some of the safety things folks should pay attention to?
Safety is always a concern when we get when we're getting our kids to school. That's the number one thing, is keeping the kids safe. So if you're out driving, make sure you're looking out. I mean, you should always be looking out for kids anyway, and anytime you're in a school zone, you make sure you're slowing down. There's no need to be going any faster than 20 miles an hour around a school. But then I've been helping some schools design routes because not every community has great wide sidewalks. So use Google Maps or talk to your friends. What are the best ways to walk to school? Stick to sidewalks and only cross the street at designated crosswalks. An important thing for the kids to remember is look left, look right, then look left again. And then if it's clear, go ahead and walk.
Excellent. This is an event that you're encouraging schools to kind of get themselves signed up to register so you can get some larger participation from each of the individual schools. What's that process like? How tough is it for schools to get on board with this?
It is very easy for the school to get on board. It can be a teacher, a principal, an administrator, or even a parent that is associated with that school. All you have to do is go to walkbiketoschool.org/registration.
Okay, and is there much to that registration?
No, there isn't. All you have to do is put in your name, what school you're representing in Iowa, and what kind of event are you planning, and who are you, do you think you're going to invite, the mayor, the city council? And I've been encouraging the schools that get signed up to let the community get involved, try and invite people to tell the community where your route is and have people cheer the kids on.
Sure. Well, and I know where you're sitting right now is over in eastern Iowa, but you're hoping to get representation from all corners of the state, right?
That is correct. And past events, Iowa, we've had 16 to 18 schools on average, but I'd like to see us go over 20 schools this year and be a leader in the Midwest. Right now, we're doing well. Nebraska and Missouri are both at 4 schools, but Minnesota and Wisconsin are leagues ahead of us right now, and I'd like to get some Midwest, some Hawkeye pride and show us that we're an active state and we like getting our kids to school safely in active ways.
Very good. Well, nothing wrong with getting out and hoofing it or riding the bike once in a while for those short little jaunts and just make it easier for everybody that way. And like I said, some of those ancillary benefits too. You know, they're getting out, they're getting a little exercise, a little fresh air, maybe something they're not terribly used to these days with all of those electronic distractions that we have back at home for the kids. So take a look at that. It's coming up on May 3rd. Walk, bike, or roll. You can check it out online. The Iowa Bicycle Coalition helping to support this nationwide effort, and hope to have good participation here in the state of Iowa. Again, that's Matt Berkey. He's the manager of the Safe Routes to School program with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, joining us this morning. Matt, thank you so much for the time. Hope you have a lot of success getting a lot of those schools signed up. Let's get them out and get them moving.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to sign up their school and has questions or need help making routes, making posters, figuring out the best route, please reach out to me. I've been doing that all week, helping different schools sign up, brand new ones. People have done it before, and I've been making them posters, making maps, making routes. If you have any hesitation about doing it, please reach out, and I'll be more than happy to walk you through it.
Very good. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.